I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And it's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle filling in for the hardworking Brandon Disney out there working with our Colorado stores.
That's right.
But he'll be back next week. We're here for you until 2 o'clock. You can call. You can email. Right now you can't call because the phone lines are full. But you can also email us like Barry did. Barry had a defrogged lockup question. He says, I'm running Windows 2000. He did Windows 2K, though. That's so...
high tech.
That's so cyber naughty. I'm running Windows 2K on my on one of my computers. Every time I try to run defrag, which is the utility that takes all the fragmented files and puts them all together so that your computer runs faster, to clean things up, it locks up the computer. When I reboot, after the Windows screen comes up with a black box that says, one of your drives needs to be checked for consistency. It always boots okay. Then I see a bunch of folders that say found .000 through .013, and inside of each folder is a bunch of files, da da da. Anything I can do to fix the problem? Well, folks, now obviously he's got his computer set to show him hidden files, which is why he's seeing these folders. But Barry, if you're listening out there, that is generally a good indicator that you're starting to have hardware problems. That's a pretty good indicator that your hard drive's not functioning properly. Those found folders, basically what that is Windows is being put in a situation from time to time, and at least 14 times now because you got 0 through 13, where it had to take everything that it had in memory and just throw it into this folder as a last-ditch effort to try to salvage what you were doing. Now, it's happened 14 times, so 14 different times Windows felt like, hey, this is not a stable place to be. Right. And if your defrag is locking up, that's a pretty good indicator that your hard drive may be, not necessarily, but could be going bad, or you've got some other kind of hardware problem. So, our advice... I'm sure you're already doing this, Barry, but...
Of course.
Get your critical data backed up ASAP.
Yeah.
That means as soon as possible.
And defragging just aggravates a hard drive issue like that.
Well, yeah, if your hard drive's already having problems, running defrag could make things worse only from the standpoint of your data that's accessible now may not be accessible if you keep doing this. So get your data backed up. Then get the drive looked at. There's multiple ways to test the drive. Or if it's old enough, don't take any chances. Just buy a new hard drive. While you can get everything transferred over, you can have it imaged by a professional. Or if you know how to use Norton Ghost, you can image that drive over to the new drive. That way...
everything stays the same.
Get it while you can, I guess, is the advice here. So.
Right.
Hopefully that helps you. And if you have a question, feel free to email us as well. Datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you'll see towards the right-hand side a place to ask questions. Also, you'll see the audio archives. So if you've missed any part of the show or missed previous shows and you just can't get enough of the Computer Corner or us data doctors, 24/7 if you want, just load them up. They're all for you. There's a couple years worth of audio archives on there. So enjoy, if you will. Let's see now. I'm going to look at the clock and I'm going to push a button. And I'm going to see if I can help Kenneth before we go to our next break. Kenneth, thanks for holding. How can we help you?
I have a question in regards to a networking slight problem that I'm having my computer.
Okay.
I'm able to ping with it.
You ping!
But unfortunately, I'm not able to get out on the internet.
Hang on now, because, see, you're bringing in these technical concepts that you and I know what they are, but the folks out there may not have any understanding of what that means.
Okay.
Do you want to take a shot at it or to explain? Or?
Well, I'll let you do it.
Okay. Well, ping is actually a utility. If you've ever gone to the DOS prompt or a command line, you can type ping space and then like a web address. And basically you're telling your customer to go, your computer, to go out and try to send a little packet out to this website and see if it responds. Ping, like the sonar, like, you know, it goes out and then comes back.
It's yelling, hello, and right, seeing if anyone responds to it.
Yeah. So Kenneth used this to try to kind of make contact with something else, and you're not experiencing what you were hoping to, I take it.
Well, actually, I'm going to use another big term here. I did a loop test on my network interface card, which is normally called a NIC.
Okay.
And it came back as being fine. I pinged one of the other computers within my network.
Okay.
Then when I try to browse to the internet,
yes,
I get page cannot be displayed.
Okay.
Checked some of the firewall settings, and those appear to be fine.
Okay.
Just can't get it to get out to the internet for some reason.
Well, you sound fairly technical. You know about you know the fact that IP addresses have to be translated into the real world www whatever we want.
Right.
So have you tried pinging a external IP address?
I actually haven't tried pinging that, but sitting at the computer, I can do something very quickly.
Yeah, what you want to do is see if you can, because if you're able to ping an external IP address, and forgive us, folks, if you're able to do that, Kenneth, hang tight there. We're going to take you out there. But if you're able to do that, that tells us that you actually have at least the beginnings of a communication, but the other stuff that allows you to translate this stuff is not coming through. So we're going to help Kenneth off the air. It's Chad and Ken back after this. It's the Data Doctors in the Computer Corner.
Have you resolved to make a career change this year? Are you unemployed or laid off? Do you need to update your job skills to compete in the competitive job market? If so, you may be eligible to participate in a free skills training program offered by the City of Phoenix. This program will help you get the skills you need to obtain a higher-paying professional job. To apply, go to any City of Phoenix Workforce Connection Career Center. Bring your resume and valid identification. For more information and center locations, call 602-262-6776 or visit phoenix.gov/PHXWIN. Assistance is based on federal and local guidelines and subject to availability of funds.
Imagination is an amazing thing. It can take us on great flights of fancy, then turn right around and send us into a mind-numbing tailspin. I'm Dan Yeary, pastor of the North Phoenix Baptist Church, and here's a case in point. Two men riding the subway.